Karen Munoz, M-U-N-O-Z, Q-U-I-N-T-A-N-I-L-L-A. 11-123, today, 10-684, date of birth. Chief complaint, headache, dizziness, nausea, lightheadedness, right lower quadrant pain, history of increased weight, 25 pounds, history of PCOS, history of ovarian cyst. 39-year-old woman comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms for the past week. The pain in the lower abdomen has been going on for a month. Pain is not severe. It's on the right side. Patient was diagnosed with PCOS a few years ago, was placed on metformin, but she's not taking anything at this time. Period. In the paragraph, she's been pregnant 4 times and is married. She's on birth control pills. Because of birth control pills, she's gained about 25 pounds in the past year. Her OB-GYN doctor is managing that. It's also causing her periods to be abnormal. Her OB-GYN doctor is also managing that. For this reason, her birth control pills were recently changed. Period. And she's supposed to see her again in the next few weeks. Period. New paragraph. She works at HEB here in town, which is a grocery store. She's married, has 4 children, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Her last period was 6/26/23. Allergy, non-drug allergy. Medical problems, none. Surgical problems, none. Medications, none. COVID immunization, up-to-date times 2. Family history, heart disease, hypertension, diabetes. Patient's urinalysis shows. Ma'am, do a pregnancy test on her, so she hasn't had a period for a long time. Positive leukocytes. Flu A and flu B are negative. Pregnancy test is negative. Patient's alert, awake, no distress. 250 pounds, 100%, 98.4, 16, 80, 155 over 80. Heart positive, 1 positive is 2. Lungs bronchi, TM's red, positive serous effusion, neurological non-focal, skin shows no rash. Patient does have benign positional vertigo type symptoms. Patient's vertigo can be brought on by shaking her head with her eyes closed. Next time, the lower extremity shows trace edema. Assessment number one. The number one, sinusitis. Number two, benign positional vertigo. Number three, UTI. Next number is headache. Next number is right lower quadrant pain. Next number is PCOS. Next number is ovarian cyst. Next number is lymphadenopathy. Next number is fatty liver. Next number is arm pain. Next number is leg swelling. Next number is increased weight. I'm going to give her Rocephin, Decadron, a gram and 8 milligram now. Toradol, 60 milligram now. Motrin for pain. Next number, patient will go to the emergency room if the abdominal pain gets worse. Next number. Next number, there's no evidence of rebound tenderness or surgical abdomen present now. Next number is treat urinary tract infection with Augmentin. Next number is treat sinusitis with Augmentin. Next number is BPV should respond to the treatment and the antibiotic. Next number is come back in a week. Next number is once again, if symptoms change, especially if develops abdominal pain, right lower quadrant, must go to the emergency room ASAP. Next number is we discuss BPV. Next number is she has no symptoms of sleep apnea. Next number is echocardiogram, which was done to look for any kinds of sleep apnea, was negative. Next one was right atrium is slightly enlarged. Next number, patient does have a fatty liver. Next number, she does have ovarian follicles on the right side, could be consistent with ovarian cyst and PCOS. Next number is history of PCOS. Next number is at one time she was on metformin, and we'll leave that for OB-GYN to decide whether or not she should be back on that again. Next number, she does have a fatty liver. Next number is abnormal periods caused us to do a pelvic ultrasound, which the results were discussed. Next one was, again, pregnancy test is negative. Next number is birth control pill per OB-GYN. Next number, fatty liver caused us to have a discussion with her to lose weight. Next number, this won't happen unless she's off the birth control pills, but she wants to discuss that with her OB-GYN since that was just changed. Next number, Augmentin 875 BID, Medrol Dospac, and Motrin 800 milligram were given today. Next number of patients, blood work is up to date. It's important to make sure she has no symptoms or signs of diabetes or metabolic syndrome, but the patient tells me that she does not because they just checked that. Next number above was discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Next number, see her next week with above instruction. Thank you.